Blog Talk Radio.
Sunburn outside, southeast.
Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you to say on this 14th day of March 2011, we thank you all for signing in and listening in. We really appreciate that, and we just want to continue to do what we do here on Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to have our guest call in here pretty soon. But before we do that, we're going to get into a little bit of admin, which we always do in the beginning. Just in case you didn't know, there is going to be a release of a new novel by me entitled Seductive Company, and that is coming in. It's going to be dropping actually on April the 19th of 2011, so we'll be talking more about that as it gets closer to that date. But Seductive Company is a book that I've written along with a former porn star friend of mine by the name of Sexy India, and we'll talk more about that because we'll have her on the show. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead on and get into our interview, and I'm going to see if my friend is here. Are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I am great. Fabulous.
You are? Okay. Well, we're just glad to have you, Miss Cotton, on the show. And as always, we enjoy having you on. And this is your third appearance, and you're probably going to become a regular, as I see it, on this show. And we're just glad that you have time out of your busy schedule to come in and speak with us this evening. So kind of tell people who you are and let them know what you've been doing and what's coming up with you.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm Miss Cotton, with the K, and I am actually working on book number 5 that should be released here at the end of this month. I have 4 books. One is Cotton's Book of Poetry, Cotton's Great Dessert, Strong in My Woman, and He's Beautiful to Me. And you can actually find all those books on Amazon.com or www.MissCottonsPoetry.com. So make sure you guys check me out.
Don't y'all just love her voice? Okay. Anybody out there that might have any questions before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and give the number. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and anything goes on this show. So now, Ms. Cotton, I know you got some stuff that you're going to be doing here in a second. Definitely going to be wooing and getting people crazy here. I'm sure they're going to be getting hot after they get to listening to you go on with your sexiness. So you say you have a new book that's coming out. And can you give us a little bit on that? Yeah, talk about that a little bit before we get into the poetry part.
That book is called The Love Letter. And I'm kind of very excited. I'm excited. I'm always excited about my books. But I'm really excited about this one because I made it a little more personal as far as putting some things out there for my male my male listeners and readers for something for them, give them a little some insight, trying to give props to my men and,
yeah.
you know.
So you're giving props to your men. I'm sure we will. We've enjoyed most of the stuff that you've written, and we definitely like when you present it because you do it in such a manner that only you as the writer can do it. And, you know, we like the way you do that. So hopefully you'll be doing some of that props to men tonight as we go through the show. But also, I understand that you're in the Kansas City area. You're here in town.
Yes, I am. And I had the opportunity for all of you who are listening, I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Red Snapper today, and it was such a great pleasure.
Well, you know, we've already met. We just had to physically meet. So it was just
exactly.
one
well,
of those
you
things.
Know.
You know, there was, you know, that... the connection is already there, so it's not like it's something that wasn't there before. Now I think it's even stronger because for the simple fact that we've seen each other. But we won't get into that right now. We'll just let you do your thing like you always do. So what do you have for us this evening, Ms. Cotton?
I have a couple pieces that I'd like to do that are from the newer book. One is from a couple that are from He's Beautiful to Me. You know, that's one of the things. You know, I like to write a lot about how men are the good side of men. I don't like to too much talk about those things that women complain about so much all the time, you know.
Some of those things being like dick size and all that, things that men can't control. I can see now a man telling, you know, saying that I want a 2-inch dick instead of a 12-inch one, or you know, 3 inches round, and you know, instead of a 2-inch round or whatever. You know, I just don't get that. But anyway, I just thought I'd add that in there because women do that. I mean, I hear them all the time complaining about that. That's a whole other show though. So
yeah, you know, but the truth is that honestly, sometimes it's not necessarily the size. Sometimes it's what you're working with and how you work it.
Yes,
you know, because if you can mentally stimulate me, then you probably work real well in the bedroom. So I'm gonna say that.
Wow. I wonder what that means. Anyway, all right, we'll leave that at that, because you're right. It is about what you're working with and how you do it. And, of course, we know that most of the stimulation starts with the mind, because if I can't fuck your mind, then how am I going to fuck your body? But anyway, and that's what you do to these men when you do your poetry, because you're screwing them. You're making love to them with your words, and they just feel like you're talking to them when you're not. But that's the gift you have. So you're gonna stimulate us tonight.
Absolutely. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the first piece. I'm gonna do is called The Rhythm of Love. I don't know if I've done this piece on here before, but my listeners really like.
And if you have, guess what? It doesn't really matter. Because when you do it, it's going to be just as good or even better. So you do your thing. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that my voice is not messing you up tonight.
Don't start. Don't.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead on, sweetie.
Okay. This piece is called The Rhythm of Love.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh. We can hear you.
Emotions constantly run high. Just the mere thought of you touching the inside of my thighs. My heart pounds, making a rhythm that flows with your lyrics. My body reacts to a sound that you'll never forget. Your smooth hands, the softness of your fingertips. You play my body like a great pianist. You play so well, you deserve a standing ovation. The way you love, I'm requesting an Oscar nomination. Every part of my body is your instrument to play. You have ownership, so it can't be stolen or given away. You become the man I so greatly respect. You hold and care for me, showing no neglect. I'm feeling like a new song you just sat down to write. Feeling good, even brand new, like a guitar that's never been used. Tonight, I need you to beat on my drums. You do this so well. Question, did you come? I'll be your lyrical inspiration. You can be my chocolate temptation. I'll be the lyrical note that will heighten your sensation. When this song is done, we'll be as one. Tune my bass and tighten my strings. Panties, no need. I have other edible things. Holding the mic, and this is my part. I'm not trying to hurt you. Just finish what we start.
Wow. I'm here. I definitely hear what you're saying, especially the part about the coming. Yeah, that was yeah. So you heard it here. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And like I said, it's grown folks radio. So if you can't handle the heat that's coming through the speakers right now, then you need to get out the kitchen. But anyway, so I like that. That was really good. Really, really good. I like that. So, you just do this stuff naturally, and it's just like, you know, it just comes out, you know, because, you know, it's you. So what gives you your inspiration for doing such, I'll say, feelings in your poetry?
You know, there's men like Red Snapper out there that, you know, give you great motivation, even if you can't have them, they're, you know, that it's there. And then, there's those.
Wait a minute, hold it. Do I have to put the sounder on you?
What?
Do I have to put the sound on you tonight? Wait a minute.
No.
I may have to put that sounder on you. You got me going crazy. She got me going crazy here. What's up? No, I'm gonna leave you alone. But you said men like Red Snapper. So
yeah,
what do you mean?
There are men that are sexual. A lot of men are. Most men are very sexual creatures, more so than women. Women try to hide it, but I just say what a lot of women don't want to say or are afraid to say because their pride or they don't want to look like a hoe, so to speak, or whatnot. And I don't think that's, in my opinion, if you're with somebody you care about, you should be able to express everything. If I can sit and talk to you about what kind of house I want, I can sit and talk to you about how I like my sex, because that's important. You're touching my body and you're doing things to me that it's only between me and you.
That's right. And that is, boy, I tell you what, women, if you're out there listening, take some pointers from Miss Cotton, because what she's saying, and I know a lot of women do this anyway, but she's just reinforcing it that, you know, I mean, if a man can buy you a house and buy you a car and you can tell him what you want in it and all this stuff, then right. I agree with her that you should be able to instruct him if he doesn't know how to get you where you need to be, because that's what you got to do to keep your man, to get him what you want, you know, to get the things you want. I mean, if you want him to satisfy you, then how's he going to know he's fucking up if you don't tell him? So, you know, you just got to make sure you got to let him know what he's doing so he can get it right. It's about both of y'all talking and communicating and trying to get this thing and, you know, to get it right. So that's what you want to do. So I was about to throw the sounder on you there earlier. I may have to later on, but I tell you what, that is so true what you're saying. You know, I don't see why it's so hard, especially for black women, why it's so hard to talk about sexual things that you want. And you know, it's like everything is taboo, or, you know, oral sex or whatever. You know, it's like these women just don't want people to know they're doing it, which is nobody else's business but between you and that man. So
exactly.
I don't understand why you can't get into that with them.
And then you hear them complaining when it's not good. Well, it's not good because you're not telling what it is that you want. So how does he know? And if the reality is in your mind that you're not like the last woman, then let him know that you're not like the last woman by doing something different and sitting down talking to him about what it is that you want. So if you truly him to know how to, and it's a learning process. I need to learn your body, you need to learn mine, but some things you need to let me know.
Right. And that's true. I mean, because I think a lot of men sometimes, they want their woman, they try to tell their woman, you know, what they want. I mean, you know, and what gets me, since we're on the subject and then we'll let you do some more poetry, what gets me is about a lot of women, and I say this not trying to dog our sisters, but a lot of times, and the males too, I'll get on the brothers as well, you want your mate to do something to you that you don't want to do. Like, you know, you want them to go down on you and you want them to lick you, or you want your woman to suck you, but you don't want to return the favor. What is that about? I don't get that. Can you count on that?
They want you to think that they're not this. I mean, some women don't. They really don't. But they want you to think that they're not this person that they really are, because they don't want their girlfriend talking bad about them, or they don't want him looking at them a certain way. And the truth is
right.
that if we're intimate and you know that that's something that he likes, you better figure a way. You need to figure it out. Because if you don't do it, eventually he's going to go out and find somebody that will.
And for you men out there that don't want to eat no pussy, just let me know and I'll take care of it for you. Since you guys don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all play that game. Y'all don't want that. Okay, fine. But I think we may have a caller. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
What I was going to say was I think we may have a caller. I'm going to see if this person has a question. The last four, it's the 816 number, last four, 9877. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I was trying to listen online. I couldn't get it online, so I just called in.
Okay, well, what's your name, sir, and where are you calling from? I know it's 816, so I know it's somewhere in Missouri.
Well, actually, no, I'm calling from, I'm in D.C. My name is Naquan.
Okay. Well, how you doing there, brother?
I'm good. Good show. I'm enjoying this. You guys are hitting everything right on the nose. I mean, I would add one thing, because you guys are talking about how one person wants you to do something to them that you don't want, you know, you want them to do it to you, but you don't want to reciprocate it to them. And I think
my opinion, I think
that's because, you know, everybody, you know, wants to have control, and they also want that other person to be that nasty person in their mind, and they want to keep themselves holy and clean. And even though they're part of the act, you know, mentally, they're separating themselves from the act by saying, well, I didn't go down on her, but, you know, she went down on me.
Wow. You know, I never heard it said in that aspect. To me, it's like, I think a lot of times brothers, I don't know if sisters do this, but a lot of times brothers, if a woman is really good in bed, they feel like, well, who's she been with? You know what I'm saying? And why does that matter? If she's got skills, then you should be glad she's putting the skills on you. So, I mean, I don't understand why it makes a difference how many men she's been with or whatever. So what do you say about that, my brother?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of take a different stage on that. I mean, you want them to be good, but when they really are good, you do question yourself like, wow, you know, how did you get a PhD in, you know, oral sex? You know, you don't get a PhD after, you know, one time, two times, you know, and it comes down to that, you know, this is the type, one is the type of woman that you want to marry, you know, and this is the type of woman that you want to have sex with.
Yeah, but the woman you want to marry, don't you want her to do all these things? I mean, Cotton, come on, help me with this one. I mean, I think that to keep you, a lot of times these marriages don't work is because a lot of times they think in this aspect, and then the freak that they wanted in bed is the one that's out there on the street, instead of them putting the freak that can be still a woman out in the street, you know, she'd just be a freak in the bed at home. I mean, I think it's an issue there. So, Cotton, can you kind of help me out on that?
Well, and, you know, honestly, it's not always that she's been with a bunch of men. It could just been that she was with one who trained her very well, you know, or she, you know, they experimented enough so she is able to, when she moved on to the next person. So it's not always a matter. And as you said, I don't think that it matters so much as long as now she's with you and she's committed to you and she's doing those things only to you at that moment. I mean, are you going to stop her? Are you going to say, oh, no, you can't do that because I think you've been with some more men? No, you're not going to stop her.
Okay, brother, you got to have to respond on that one.
Well, I mean, I was answering in general, and I agree with you because that's the reason why a lot of marriages don't work is because men do have that type of thing. They want to keep their wives in a glass case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then want to go out and do something else with whoever they meet in the street. So I was speaking in general. I wasn't speaking on personal experience.
No, we didn't take it that way. nobody's on a personal tip
then
here.
Naquan, you're not.
No.
Naquan is a long time friend of mine, so I appreciate
I think I remember him. Didn't you call in before, my brother? I think I remember you on a show before.
Yeah, I
called him before.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're a good supporter, and I like that you support her and keep that going. But you know something, you're right. Both of y'all are right in what you're saying. I just think that, you know, if people can get past certain things, I understand that upbringing and that has something to do with it too. But, you know, and then if you can get past the point of, okay, she's good. I mean, let me ask you this. Do women question a man that's really good? I mean, like, say I get down and I eat that pussy real good.
Nope.
Does
nope.
a woman
nope.
question how many
nope.
pussies he's eating? So
no,
so why
don't.
Do men have to?
Most men
go ahead,
don't.
Go ahead.
I mean, most women don't, you know, because we looking at you with me right now. So why do I care about, you know, the last woman you did that to? You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not as big of a big deal to most of us women as men. Because we're not looking at you like you're some innocent person who, you know, a lot of men want to look at women like she's the only one that you've been with, he's been with. She's only been with him, and that ain't the case most times. But they want to keep that perception.
Well, I guess it's just feeling good, you know. Like Jaquan said, I hope I said your name right, brother. I think that's just, you know, a mental thing that you just want to make sure that this is just you and nobody else has abused it.
Yeah.
Or if you go outside and there's a bunch of dudes that know her, then you think, oh, she didn't fuck all them, you know,
and now
she's doing me, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
If she bumping into a bunch of men everywhere y'all go, you might want to question that.
Yeah, that one you definitely want to question. Because I would, too.
Yeah.
Well, brother, you have any more questions or anything else you want to say before we go forward?
Yeah, no, that's it. Is there a way I can listen on that?
Yeah, if you go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, you can listen to this live and not have to be on the phone.
Okay, because that's where I was. I didn't see any type of a link or anything to push.
And, you know, I usually try to put that on there, but I guess a lot of people don't see that because the first thing they see is the number. But we appreciate you calling in and supporting Ms. Cotton and We're Sexy Radio.
All right. Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And I see there's another caller. I don't know if they have a question, but I'm going to take a chance, and then we're going to get another pull on. Caller, do you have a question? And where are you calling from? And state where you're calling from. And you have a question.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your name, sir?
This is DV. Like, you know, I call in because, you know, as an erotic writer, you know, I like a different point of view, a different, you know, just perspective. So...
And what is your name again? I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at work, so, you know, you got to forgive me. I'm calling on my work phone. But,
that's okay. I understand.
This is DV.
DV, okay. Yeah, I heard of you. I definitely know who you are, my brother. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, we have a couple mutual friends down here in Houston. So,
okay.
You know, I'm calling in support. You know, love the show. I love the professional manner that you display. So, you know,
I appreciate that.
You know, and the, you know, the fact that you put it on later bodes well for me because, you know, the earlier part of the day I'm kind of busy, so, you know, I get to
listen
to it live. But,
well,
you know,
they labeled the show explicit, so I figured it needed to be at a later date, a later time, so that, you know, the kids are at least in another room or something when we come on, so.
Right.
And we'll definitely have to talk, man. Maybe I need to get you on the show because I know you have a couple of books out, and you might want to write me on urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we can set up getting you on the show. How about that?
Most certainly. Like, I hit you up on Facebook, and we'll talk.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a question?
No, like, I just, like, because, you know, I'm constantly moving in the car. I can't get to the computer, so I just chimed in on the show to listen. When I heard you guys talking about cutting the fellatio. So I was like, you know, I'll sit back and listen a little more.
But I want you to make an opinion since you're on here now, and Ms. Cotton will definitely respond.
I mean, like, reciprocity is always my thing. I mean, there was a point in time where I was like, well, I'm not going to do you, and you don't have to do me. So, you know, whatever you choose to do is on you. But, you know, as long as she's clean, I could care less. You know,
because
I enjoy it.
If I could high five you right now, I would, my brother, because that's how I feel.
Right, like,
I love
you, brother, man.
I love it, brother. If it's clean, I'm going there.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what I'm saying. That's why we write erotica. See, I knew it was something special about you, my brother.
I
appreciate you calling in, man. Go ahead.
Anytime, man. Oh, no.
Yeah,
like,
go ahead. I didn't want to cut your thought off. Go ahead.
No, if it's for both of our enjoyment, then why not? And, you know, as far as how many women and, you know, how many dudes she's been with, that is completely irrelevant. You know, now
if it's
just somebody that you bump in hips with, you know, you may ask that question. But if it's somebody who knows what she's doing and she's taking care of you, why are you even busy entertaining the question? Because if she knows what she's doing and you ain't, you don't have to, you know, teach her, you don't have to train her, you don't have to start from square one, then sit back and enjoy it.
That's right.
There you go.
That's absolutely right, DV. That's absolutely right.
I'm glad to hear it coming from a male. I'm glad to hear it coming from a male, yeah. Because coming from a male, that means a lot because, you know, a lot of times some of us brothers just don't get it, man. And those are the ones who really question this thing more than anything. Like Cotton said, a lot of the women don't care. If you're doing them right, they with it. You know, it's the dude that's worried about it. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, but you know how it is, Red, man. It stems from the insecurity and the selfishness
yeah.
and the jealousy.
Exactly.
You know,
control.
And until they can get past that jealousy and that selfishness and that insecurity, it's always going to be what I can have rather than what I can do.
Right.
Exactly.
And wanting to control the situation at hand is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, one thing I am going to say, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you got to get back to work, is the thing about the women judging a man's dick. Now, I don't know if they, the size of the man's dick and all this, like he chose to be small. I don't know if they're talking about the actual size of a man or are they talking about his money, because you can use his wealth as the size of his dick as well. Now, Cotton, which one are y'all talking about?
Well, see, I'm not with the money thing because I can make my own. That's his money. But he needs to fit very well when he comes my way.
What'd you say he need to do what?
He
need
to
fit what?
Fit it well.
Okay. He needs to fit. You heard it. Well, we'll see if we can, you know. Well, brothers with your little dicks, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know.
But
we'll just go from there. But
like, I know a woman who married a guy with a small one, and she loved him to death, and he put it down. But it all depends on, you know, women are very emotional. If they love somebody, even a man with a 3-inch wiener can, you know, can take it out, can beat it up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly.
And,
that's true.
And the dude with the 10-inch ain't doing nothing. You know, so it all depends on how she feels emotionally. You know, because women are, you know, depictions of what they feel, and men are depictions of what they see. You know,
absolutely.
We see a woman with big butt and legs, we're like, man, I got to practice not coming fast. You know,
right.
that is what that is already in our head. I can't come quick with her because she got a fat ass. So,
right.
But with women, you know, if this man makes them feel good, they're willing to let him do whatever. And, you know, if he puts in effort, and he trying to put it down, and he ain't coming quickly, they'll give him the benefit of the doubt more often than not.
That's right. See, that comes from a man who knows what he's talking about, a man who's been around and who's definitely, and when I say been around, I'm not talking about he's been with everybody, but just learn a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you got to do. A lot of these brothers just don't know women. And the whole problem is they trying to get in there thinking that the dick is everything and they going to stick and just fuck, you know, you ain't trying to do the mind. You got to get that woman's mind first before you get that body.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're not working with that, you can mess that up in 2 seconds. You can have her ready to go, and then right when you get ready to do it, say the wrong fucking thing, and you just done.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't doing the mind and you're getting that mind right, you know, her body's going to follow if you get the mind. And I think that works. I think that's what it is with a lot of these guys, like you say, with a smaller dick or a woman is happy because she wants a man that's going to take care of her mind and soul. You know what I'm saying? Like you said.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you learn about women from women. Because, like, I learned to manipulate women at an early age because women taught me how to deal with women. You know, and it's a bad thing, but the thing is, it's like I would, you know, it would get to the point where, like, I wanted sex, but I would not let a woman know I wanted sex. And so I'd get her hot and heated. I'm like, you know what, I'm just not ready for this. And then I leave her hot and heated. And women always like to think that it's them. They think it's something about them. Did I smell? Was it my breath? They think it's about them. So now they let their guard down. Now it's not
right
for you to prove how manly you are. They kind of put it in their brains and, whoa, he turned it down. So it must be something about me. Once that wall goes down, I was like, I got you. I got you, girl.
There it is.
And after that point, it was, you know, the sex was enjoyable because now I'm not busy trying to prove myself to you. You know, the water already came down, you know, so
right.
Now we can enjoy it without me having to, you know, be like, yeah, I can break my back for the next 5 hours, when in reality, it ain't going to be 5 hours, baby girl. I'm going to try, but
see what I'm saying? This is coming from a man who writes erotica. This is a man who knows how to treat women, and he is cut from the same mold that I came from or something. That's how I think, and that's it. But, brother, we thank you for coming on the show, and you make sure you email me, man, so we can get you on, man.
Most certainly, Red, man. Great show.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, Ms. Cotton, are you ready to wow us some more? Because before we do that, though, give me an opinion of what you just heard, and then we'll just go from there.
Well, I did want to speak on the five-hour thing. I said, truthfully, honestly, in a real relationship, that you're trying to have a committed, long-lasting relationship with, I ain't going to do no 5 hours with you every day. That's not going to happen. So the illusion that people are being sexually active like that, all the time. And I'm not saying that he is, but I just wanted to.
No, I'm just saying he's probably one of the rare guys. Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, there are some guys that can do that. I mean, I ain't fucking for 5 hours, but I tell you what, I'll give you an hour and a half at the most, and most of that's going to be.
But I'm saying 5 hours a day for the rest of my life, that ain't going to happen. 3 hours a day for the rest of my life, that ain't going to happen. Because realistically, what's going to be most important to me is you making love to me in a way that's non-sexual. That's going to be that I can do every day. I can do that every day.
And that's where the mind part comes in, what I've been talking about,
Right, exactly.
I got to get to your mind. I have to get to your mind. And if I'm not getting to you in that aspect, then, like I said, the body's going to follow. Because if I've done my homework and I've talked to you like two nights ago and I'm ready to get with you tonight, and I'm stretching it by saying two nights ago. I mean, I can start in the morning. I text you during the day, and I let you know what I'm, how I'm feeling about you, and I do everything correctly. I get home, and if I get home before you, I might have some dinner ready or something like that, so that you can get the pampering instead of me always getting that.
Absolutely.
You're gonna be ready for me. That's what you got to do.
And then for anybody that's listening, for all the people that are listening, especially the women, because I'm talking to y'all right now. You need to take that moment of a week out of the week, a day out of a month, and pamper your man. When he come home from work or whatever he was doing, I don't care if he was just looking for work, take a moment to make that day or those few hours all about him. Just set aside that time for him, just for him. Because everybody needs that every now and then. It ain't just him that's supposed to do. You need to make sure you're doing your part too, because if you're not, he gonna find somebody else that will. And I'm single, so I'm waiting on the sideline for one of y'all to mess up.
Hey, you heard it here on Word Sexy Radio. Now, we got about 22 minutes, and I want you to get another poem, man. I know we kind of went off a little bit, but that was good, because I think that a lot of this that was said tonight was definitely needed to be said. And hopefully the listeners out there were definitely listening to this, because I'm telling you, a lot of times we get confused on what a relationship should be and how you should treat someone. And like you said, the key thing that you just said a few minutes ago is, 80% of the time you're not fucking. It's love making without touching or whatever. And you got to be able to do that in your communication and how you treat the person. Because
absolutely,
the rest of the time you have sex with them, they expect that. But, I mean, you got to be good there as well. But how you act out of the bed and how you act when you're, just treating them as a person, that right there is enough to stimulate the little dick man to get more than the big dick man, if
absolutely,
that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so, sweetheart, you ready to woo me with another one?
I am ready to woo you. I'm trying to win your heart red, okay?
You can win it, baby. Just go ahead on.
Okay.
All right.
This piece is called Can't Wait, and it's out of the book Pick and Cotton's Book of Poetry.
Okay.
The thickness of your dick, the flavor of your chocolate dip, I can't wait to taste because I've been smelling it all day. Let me play with your Sean John aroma scented dick. I can't wait to put it in my mouth, all up on it. It's got me craving the way you rise. Let me watch as you remove your Gucci tie. I want to savor what's about to happen. You look yummy, especially when you clap and shake my round, plump, juicy ass. I'll go down as I hold your abs. It's long enough to rub against my face, 7 inches or more. I can't wait to get a taste, anxiously waiting, wanting you to hurry. I need you naked. So I grab your clothes. Your shirt goes first, I unbutton passionately, almost ripping it off your body. Next, your pants loosen till they fall to the floor. I can't wait to ride you. I almost look surprised. I'm here to please, but you want to tease. You can give me or I can take it. Once again, I won't ask. We're not amateurs, so this isn't a sex class. As I start to play with your dick, your smooth, creamy feeling inside, I know you will feel my spirit. Can you feel it? I can't wait to ride. These lips to taste, our bodies touch and shake. The warmth of you, the wetness of me, I can feel the sensation. I can hear you breathe. It's okay to take a deep breath. The anticipation of our bodies coming together, you inside, laid on me, wrapped in your arms, front or back. I can feel your dick rising. It's starting to attack. I'm ready and anxiously awaiting the moment you spank me. The thickness of your dick has got me hungry and horny. We're both ready to do this, excited, wanting the fulfillment. I'm licking my lips, wanting the fluids. As I slowly climb on top, you jerk for a second, and then you stop. You look at me, and I say, don't move. Just tell me. I disturbed your groove. You explode, came without me. So you better get ready to go downtown and eat. That's that piece.
Man, you said you was trying to woo me? So what do you think you've done?
Did I woo you? I wowed you?
Yeah, and actually you talked about everything that we kind of talked about prior, so this was like a segue into what you just said, so yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I enjoyed that. And yeah, you wooed me with that. We'll have to talk about that
later. Sidebar.
Oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's good. And that's what Cotton does. She does this erotic poetry in such a manner that and she doesn't just do erotica, but she does it in such a manner that you know, it just sounds so good. And then when you see her doing it, and you know, the lips and everything moving and all that, I mean, it just makes it even more better. So you guys need to get these books that she has out there. We're going to talk about how you can get them and where to get them at. Just go ahead and tell them how they can get books, or if they want to get you to come in and do a book signing or something like that.
You can go to www.mskottynpoetry.com. That's Miss Cotton's Poetry. I can be found on Facebook as well, but the books are on the website, and they're also at Amazon.com. So I'm doing more poetry out there. I was at Kudos last night, which is on Grand Boulevard, downtown Missouri, and that was great, you know. Got a little, you know, it was the first time doing any performances here in Kansas, so that was good for me. Real good.
Wow. What a way to come back home and show them what you've been doing, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know,
the
blessing is that some people already knew who I was, so.
Right, because you, believe it or not, like I said, you being on Facebook and you doing a lot of your poetry, and a lot of people see you there, they do recognize and remember you when they see you out and about, so that's good that you are able to get recognition in that manner, and that's good, so. But, yeah, you hit it there on that one. I mean, I heard the emotion and feeling in that.
I try to give it that way because I want you to feel what I'm saying. I don't want you to just hear it. I want you to feel it. And the only way to feel it is for me to sound the way it should be presented to you, if that's something you want it to do.
Yep, that is it.
I mean, and not with me, but in general.
I know, but see, a lot of times people that listen to you, and they see your poetry, or they read it, and or they hear you, and when you do those videos that you do of you saying the poetry, and they see your lips and everything moving, and I'm telling you, they want you at that point. They may not know, but it's like a subliminal thing that hits them, and they're like, she's talking to me, and you're not talking to them, but they think you are.
Yeah.
Then you
no,
get these stalkers by doing you.
Well, I people often ask me what it is, why I write. And I write because there are things I'm missing, things I've not experienced, things I would like to have in my life, and things, some things that I have. But it's a lot of other people out there in coupled relationships who aren't doing the things that I talk about. And it's time you step up your game if you want to keep that relationship strong. And it's not just in the bedroom. It's outside of the bedroom. So I don't just talk about the sexual aspect. I talk about the non-sexual aspect, as we were just saying. There's that mental stimulation, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people get away from that. You know, I had a couple gentlemen ask me, you know, I don't know if I'm romantic. I said, well, have you ever sat in the room with your woman and just laid on the couch and watched a movie? He's like, yeah, I've done that. And I said, well, that's a romantic moment. It don't always have to be over the top. Sometimes it's very simple and very subtle, you know. And men need to stop thinking that it has to be over the top, but women need to stop expecting that for it to be over the top as well.
You know, they see on TV or in movies, they see all these rose petals coming from the door up to the steps to the, you know, to the bathroom, and that's all good, and candles everywhere, and
yeah,
you know, and
sometimes
that's
okay.
Great, but like you said, it doesn't really take all that all the time. If you're a romantic person, you can do things that's simple. You know, like I said, we talked a little earlier about just having your meal ready for you, and you know, you can come in and relax, take off your shoes. You might rub your foot a little bit or something, you know, or you know, and let it, instead of it being the man come home all the time. But I know most of the time the man is the breadwinner, and he'll come in and the woman, you know, has the bath water ran and all that. And, you know, you hear all that all the time. But what if it's on the other shoe? I mean, like I said, the man is doing it to the woman sometimes, and, you know, not expecting her to have a meal all the time, because some guys are selfish like that, you know.
Yeah, but
they expect
the
woman
then,
to cook after she didn't work and all that. So.
Yeah, but then the other side of what I like to talk about is taking responsibility for when the relationship goes wrong and understanding what a strong woman is, because I don't have to tell people I'm a strong woman. You can see that I'm a strong woman in my actions. And so a lot of times you want to blame the man or you want to blame the woman when all along you already knew that that person wasn't right for you in the first place, but you stayed with them. So who's to blame now?
Well, yeah, and you're right, because
you know,
there's always...
You have to take some responsibility for not saying, you know what, you're not the one for me. Let me back out of this.
Right. Because, you know, you have to, like you said, a lot of times there's a lot of red flags that are raised while you're getting with someone, and you ignore them. A lot of people ignore them because they see them, but they want to be with this person anyway. And they say, well, I'll just get by that. Oh, well, maybe that's just me, you know, thinking this way, and it's not probably that way. And then you accept this. And you go along with it. And the next thing you know, after you've been with them for a couple of years or so, now all of a sudden you want to recognize the flag when you should have recognized it in the beginning.
A long time ago,
because
something isn't there anymore. Now you're looking at all their flaws. Well, they had those same flaws when you met them, but you just chose to ignore it. I had a couple of men tell me that they married their wives because they were good in bed. And now here it is 10 years later, you can't stand her or she can't stand you.
No conversation. Nothing.
Yeah. You didn't pick her for the right reason.
Exactly.
You know? Now you're not having sex no more. You can't stand her.
Because one thing I hate to say is true is you be with somebody long enough, the sex is not going to be like it was in the beginning.
It's not going to be enough to hold them down.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
And I'm sorry to say, I mean, take it from somebody who's been in relationships a lot. I ain't going to say how many times, but if that's all you got is fucking, then guess what? It's going to be gone. And then what you going to do? What you going to do then? You know what I'm saying? That's right. Well, we got 10 minutes, and we want to give you a chance to do your any shout-outs or anything that you want to put out, especially that one thing that you told me that you wanted to do. And this would be a good time for you to do that. If you like.
Well, I'm here in Kansas, and the reason I came to Kansas is because my first cousin, is dying with cancer. She has stage 4 cancer, and right now we're in hospice. So as I'm doing this interview, I'm in hospice. I sit with her. I sleep here with her. I'm here with her. And we are in the process of trying to raise money for her funeral. So I'm asking for anybody and everyone who can, who's listening, who can donate it, even so much as a dollar helps, your prayers help, you know, maybe sending a message over. If you go to www.LawandaTeaguesFoundation.com, you can leave a message or donate. We are just trying to prepare. She has four children who will be left behind, and she is stage four cancer. She has stomach cancer, so she can't even eat. Mm. So right now, two or three sips of water is about all she's taking in these days. And wow. we found out she had it in December, and we're here at this point. She went from being about a size 10 to a size 2.
Wow.
In a matter of just these few months. Mm. So, you know, it's tough, but we're staying prayed up, and, you know, I'm happy to be here, even though it's under these circumstances. I'm just, you know, staying prayerful for whatever has to happen. God is in control. So, you know, we're just asking for as much help as we possibly can. And, again, that website is www.LawandaTeaguesFoundation.com.
Well, I definitely will keep the family in prayer, and we'll definitely keep putting this out. And you keep on sending those messages out that you've been putting on Facebook, and you know, letting people know that you all are in dire need, and we will definitely try to do what we can to help you. So,
thank you.
And I'm sorry for that, but I guess that's like you said, that's, you know, life itself. So.
Yeah, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a strong believer of that, and even though, you know, I'm going through this, or we're all going through this, it's definitely brought us together. You know, some of us family members who are always been very close-knit, it's brought us back together in a sense. So, you know, I just look at it like this. God has a plan. Whatever his plan is, that's what we're going to follow through with.
Right. Well, you know, I had a song that I wanted to play, but it's probably, I don't know if it's even appropriate for this because it's sexual. But I wanted you to hear this as we go out, and we got about 2 minutes, and then I'm going to play it. But I just wanted you to hear this song and kind of listen to it as we go off and before we go off the air. And it's just reminds me of the poetry that you do and the things that, you know, that you write and how you make people feel. I think you should listen to this. And I really appreciate you coming on the show, and hopefully I can see you one more time before you get out of town. I don't know how
absolutely.
Long you
know. Absolutely. But, I would love to see you.
Yeah, so just, you know, let me know when you're ready. And I will come see you, and we'll go from there. So, but I'm going to play this song for you, okay?
Thank you.
And, okay, hold on just a second.
Lay me down.
play that for you, and hopefully you can take that and, you know, just run with it.
I like that. I'm gonna have to get that.
That's you know, that's Michelle Nugatago. She does a lot of stuff. She's really good, so. But the name of that song was called Trust.
Okay.
And that's on her Cookie anthology album. So you might want to pick that up. It's a little old, it's been out for a while, but it's a good song. She's got a lot of good music out there. But I appreciate you coming on the show, and we're gonna let you go ahead on back to what you were doing. But just you know, give me a call when you get a chance, and we'll go from. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, thank you. And this has been Word Sexy Radio, and we thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next time.